Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Radic.
Hey, what's going on, Jason?
Good, yeah. How you doing?
I'm good, good. Can't complain. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good myself. So, you ready to do this?
Yeah, ready to give it a go.
All right. All right, let me go ahead and introduce you.
Awesome.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. We are on the line with our special guest today. His name is Radic Lord. He plays in a brand new HBO, actually it's season 3. Now it's HBO's Ballers with The Rock. Everybody knows The Rock, and we're here to talk to him about his career and this role that he has on Ballers. So welcome to the show, Radic. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm here in sunny California, so I can't complain. It's a beautiful day.
That's awesome. You know, I love California. The weather there is just phenomenal all the time. But the one thing I do worry about that is the earthquakes and the fires that seem to happen out there. But other than that, it's an amazing place to visit.
Yeah, actually, I've been lucky. I've slept through all the earthquakes, so I haven't actually felt one. And I'm pretty actually far away from where all the fires happen. I'm about a quarter mile from the ocean, so we got plenty
nice.
Of water to fight against it.
That's nice. Oh, wow. So let's kind of get into a little bit about you. How did you get into acting?
That's kind of a weird story because I don't exactly remember the story myself because I was so young. But my mom tells me that I was 5 in Costa Rica because I was born in Costa Rica. And she took me to a recording studio because someone had asked her to let me record some lines for a radio commercial, blah, blah, blah. I had no idea what I was doing. I was just in a recording studio. They gave me the lines and I said them. And I didn't care for it at all until, I think, 3 months later. I'm on my way to school. You know, I think I was, in first grade or something. And I'm with my brothers in the car. And all of a sudden, on the radio, comes my voice. And I was like, wait a minute. That's what I did? And, since then, I've had a love for it. And I haven't stopped doing it since.
That's a real surreal feeling, isn't it? I mean, you hear yourself all the time, but then to hear yourself coming out of the radio or you see yourself on television, there's nothing like that.
No, it's weird. So I know a lot of actors hate watching themselves perform or act or anything or hear themselves, and I'm the exact same way. I am so critical of myself. I'm like, oh, I could have done this better. I could have done that better. So it really doesn't prepare you for seeing yourself on TV. I mean, I think nothing has really taken me by surprise yet because I know when my stuff is going to come out and the release date for Ballers and or my movies on Netflix and blah, blah, blah. But I think the first time I actually was completely surprised by one of my performances was during the Super Bowl. I had a Super Bowl commercial come out, and I had no idea it was going to be on there. So I'm watching the Super Bowl with all of my friends, and all of a sudden it cuts to a commercial break, and my face is right there. And it's it was one of the weirdest experiences of my life. Because half the country watches that, first of all. Second of all,
yeah.
I'm shirtless in the commercial, and my my towel falls off. I mean, that's the whole punchline. And then it's just it completely took me by surprise. So that was the first time I was really taken away or taken aback from one of my performances. Not in a good way, I guess.
So how did you get the role on Ballers?
That was just, one of my first auditions I had this year. I wanted to hit the year running. So I think it was my first audition of this year. And I auditioned. I made some really interesting choices. I improvised a little bit. I don't think a lot of actors wanted to take that liberty because it's such an established show. But I added a couple of sentences here and there, and I think they really liked that. And then for my callback, it was in front of the writer and director of the episode of that I was in, Rob Weiss. And I did one of my lines, and he loved it. And I think that's the reason why I got the role, was because I was able to improvise as the character, Jimmy Burns. Mm. So it was just a standard audition, but I decided to take it a step further and kind of make it my own.
So give everybody a little taste of what your character's about. Who's your character? What role does he play in this particular series?
So Jimmy Burns is like a high school student in Miami, and I think he gets swept into this sort of fame because Ricky Jarrett, who's played by J.D. Washington, walks into the wrong house, and he thinks he's in his own house until Jimmy Burns taps on his shoulder like, "Hey, man." And because he thinks there's this weird white kid in his house, he punches him in the face. And then the video leaks, and so everyone kind of looks up to Jimmy, you know, because he's kind of, you know, he got hit by Ricky Jarrett, and he's kind of exploiting the fame that comes along with it. I think this was like a very, very fun role to play, and I think they used my character as a way to show that Ricky Jarrett had some sort of brain problem. Because I mean, who in their right mind would walk into the right house or the wrong house thinking it's their own and then punch a kid
right.
who lives in the house? So, you know, he, yeah, right. after that happens, I think a couple episodes later, he gets tested and like, yeah, he has something wrong with him. So I think that was a very cool way to show that Ricky Jarrett had a problem, and it was very personal too. So
what has been one of the best things about playing your character?
I mean, honestly, it's just what every other actor would hope for. It's working with The Rock, and my character
right.
gets a talking to by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, whose character name is Spencer Strassmore, and they have this whole scene together where he's like, "Hey, like, we get it. You're famous now. You've accomplished what you wanted, but please just like back off. Stop giving Ricky such a bad name and blah, blah, blah." So I think that was like the best part, was having this 6 foot, I don't know, tall guy. I mean, he's huge. The Rock is huge. Literally come up to my face and tell me to shut up. And then having to go back into his face and saying like, "Come at me, bro." Basically. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's
right.
that's essentially
right.
what happens in that scene. So that was just the most fun I've had as an actor so far.
Well, you know, I got a chance to meet a lot of wrestlers, and where I live here in Tampa, there's a lot of like wrestlers from the WWF from like the 80s and 90s and stuff like that. And you know, I think that the thing that blows you away by them is their extreme size. But knowing that they were throwing people around in a ring that are sometimes even bigger than they are, that's what's amazing.
Oh yeah, I mean, of course, like I'm a really skinny kid, but like I can imagine like if one of them like tried to pick me up, they could do so with one hand. I'm like, and then to do that with like a 350-pound guy, I mean, must be just sheer muscle and force, which is awesome.
Yeah,
like I was a big fan of wrestling when I was a kid.
Really, that's cool. I was too. I loved wrestling when I was a kid too, and I think one of my coolest experiences for me working with wrestling was when I got to be a towel boy for them when they came to Muzzy Field, and it was for the WWF. So I got to meet like Bam Bam Bigelow. I got to meet One Man Gang. I got to meet the Killer Bees and Nikolai Volkov. It was the coolest thing I've ever got the chance to do. And, but what was the, you know, I got to, what was really neat is to talk to them because they're really down to earth people. And you don't think like that because you see them on these interviews and they're like screaming and hollering. But I think The Rock is a little bit different than most wrestlers because he's got a different type of a personality. What has been your experience with him?
He was so cool. I mean, it was crazy because they always say never meet your idols and blah, blah, blah. Cause they, you know, you might get a different side of them that you didn't want to see. And to be honest, when I was 6 years old, I had his wrestling figure. I mean, I was literally in Costa Rica as a little kid. I was playing with his wrestling figure. And then 15 years later, I'm literally with him on set, and I'm watching him approach me. I'm like, oh no. Like, this is going to be like one of the, I wasn't sure what to expect. And then once we got talking, he was just the coolest guy I've ever met in my life. Exactly how he looks on social media and how you think he is in real life, that is actually him. And there's no persona that he uses on social media or, you know, in interviews. That is genuinely 100% him. And he's so humble. And he's so intimidating because he's huge. But once he starts talking, you're like, you're just a giant teddy bear.
Yeah, absolutely. Did he give you one of those rock stares where he, like, you know, squints one eye and raises one eyebrow up? Did he do that for you?
No, he didn't. But we did take one picture together, and I didn't even realize I had done this. But I did that. I did the face. I did the eyebrow thing. And it's so funny because he's doing kind of a goofy face, and I'm doing the rock face. And I did not plan it. I didn't do it on purpose. It literally just happened. I guess, like, my subconscious was like, no way, I'm a wrestler now too. I don't know.
That's cool. So is your character going to be a long-term character on Ballers?
I don't think so. I think he's done for this season, and I think for the rest of the show. But, I mean, I was on, I think, 3 episodes. So that was pretty good. That's probably the biggest role I've had so far. And I got to work with like, the biggest actor in Hollywood already. So,
right.
I mean, if I don't come back for this role, I think, you know, people, hopefully, they liked my character and they liked my acting enough to put me in other different shows and see where else they can put me. But I would love to go back on Ballers again. I mean, it was really professional and really relaxed at the same time. And I don't think you really get that mix on a lot of sets.
Right.
And they were just, they knew exactly what they were doing. It was the same crew, same producers, same writers as Entourage. So they've all been working together for such a long time. So they know what they're doing. And so now they know how to have fun while doing a really professional job, which I've never experienced before in my career.
And what was your experience with HBO? I mean, HBO has been around for a long time, and I remember growing up when every now and then we get the channel for free for like a week, and it was like the epitome of that year. You know, we watched HBO until we could not get it anymore because we knew it wasn't going to be around too much longer. So what was it like to work with such an iconic movie station that has really kind of been the holy grail for movie producers to have their movies on?
I think this is like the best I've ever been treated on a set. Normally, everyone's working like on a very strict budget. So, you know, when they have catering, it's like, it's good food and blah, blah, blah. But for HBO, I mean, it was the best catering I've ever experienced. I mean, they had the best food on any set I've ever been on. I thought because my character wasn't a big role, I was going to get, you know, just a room in a honey wagon, which is one of those long wagons with probably like 10 individual rooms on them. So you just get like a small room, which has a bed on it and a mirror, and that's about it. And I thought that's, you know, I'm happy with that. Yeah, I'm happy with anything. But the first day I showed up, I had a whole trailer to myself, and I walk in. Wow. And it's got a big couch, it's got a big TV, it's got a big bathroom. I've never seen a shower inside of a trailer before. I'm like, either I'm getting like star treatment or they're trying to tell me something that I stink, or I don't know. But HBO just knows how to take everything, like all the stress out of your hands, so you can just focus on the acting. So you don't have to worry about anything else. And all you have to do is, you know, show up and take care of business. And I think that's what they were doing with me. They were trying to make it easy for me to just settle in. And all the people they hire were super professional and super nice. And that's another mix that you don't get very often on a set where just everyone is the nicest and the most professional you've ever worked with. I'm talking like hair, makeup, wardrobe, just everyone was a super, super person. So I think that's the difference with HBO. But that's more behind the scenes.
Sure.
I think now that my big episode has come out, the one with Dwayne Johnson, a lot of people have been recognizing me on the street, which has never happened to me before. Where I was at a restaurant 2 nights ago in Burbank at an Italian restaurant, and I was eating some pasta before class, and this dude, I mean, it was an Italian restaurant, so it was this big, you know, Italian dude. He goes, "Hey, I was watching Ballers the other night." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, you probably saw me." He's like, "Yeah, good job, man." And then he was leaving. He was on his way out. So he goes up, and he pays, and he leaves. But, I look at my watch. I'm like, "Oh, I have 5 minutes to get to class." So I go up to pay, and they go, "Oh, yeah, that guy that was sitting over there paid for your meal." I was like, "What? He paid for my meal?" Like, it was just, like, surreal. It's one of those things that it's the first time that that's happened to me, and it feels good. Because, I mean, I've been working my whole life to get to this point in my career, and I think it's nice to have it sort of validated through other people that aren't involved in the industry, that are just fans of the show. So that to me has been, like, another great experience of HBO. HBO just has such loyal fans and amazing people that watch the show. So that's another aspect where HBO has really kind of changed my career.
That's amazing. And, what sometimes I really wish that some people that are out there becoming actors and becoming musicians realize how impactful their work is to people. I mean, I remember growing up and seeing all these people that, I watched these shows with, and they touched my life in some way. You know, they helped me get rid of the stress. They helped me get out of these bad times, or, pick up the good times, or just, we create memories with these shows, and it does mean a lot to people. And I just hope that nobody ever forgets that, because those are the people that help make that career, but they're also the people that will support you for your entire career, which is very important for anybody that's in the entertainment industry.
Exactly. I mean, you can't remember the people that were with you on the way up, and that's your fan base. And, and I think that's why actors do it, for exactly the reasons you said, to make you forget about your stress, or to help you through some times. And I think that's, like, that to me is the goal, for me to give you an emotional reaction, an emotional experience, or just the smallest things to let you forget about something. And that's, hopefully that's why actors do it, is to sort of say thank you to an audience.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you have coming up in the works here, and how can people find you and what you have going on?
So right now I'm focusing on more of, like, the back end of the industry, which sounds kind of weird, but because I've been so busy the last couple of years, I've taken a bit of time to sort of sit back and learn about how to write a script, how to pitch shows and things like that, and how to direct. So I've actually been taking some classes for my betterment, so I can understand the industry better. And I don't think a lot of actors do that. I know, like, a lot of my friends forget that it is an industry, it's a business.
Right.
So I think the more I learn about it, the better I am. The more people would want to hire me for professionalism reasons, or I don't know, but, I think it's really interesting, both sides of the camera, the back end and the front end. But people, I'm still auditioning. I'm testing a couple things right now, which is good. Hopefully they go through. If people want to find me or keep up with my career, I would say Twitter is probably the best way to do that, or IMDb. So you can see all my credits. And but yeah, I'm a big Twitter guy. It's that millennial thing.
Nice too. I wasn't when it first came out, but I'm getting a lot more used to it, and I find it just extremely powerful. So I know where you're going from, and honestly, that is really one of the biggest platforms for entertainers. So you picked a good one.
Oh yeah, yeah. And actually, the person that told me to use the power of social media was The Rock. He was like, we were talking about it, and I told him about, you know, creating sort of an image and all that. And he's like, well, the best way to do it right now is, you know, use the power of social media. That is the greatest asset any actor can have. And I was like, all right, well, you're The Rock. I'll listen to you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you couldn't get better advice from anybody, that I'll tell you, because he's an icon in sports and film, which is awesome to be able to say. And if you listen to some of the advice he has, he's done it, and you could probably do the same thing yourself.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I think he didn't tell me this straight up, but it's basically like never give up, right? That's the whole, whenever you talk to him or you listen about his story, it all boils down to just don't give up. Work hard and don't give up. And if
that's right.
If you see someone that is working harder than you, you gotta get in front of that guy and work harder than him.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
Well, Radek, we're just about out of time, so I wanted to thank you for coming on and sharing your story here. And I wish you all the best. I can't wait to see what the other stuff you have coming out, and hopefully you'll be able to get behind the camera someday and maybe direct or write your own stuff.
Yeah, I would love that. Thank you so much for having me on. This was a lot of fun.
You're welcome. I had a lot of fun too, and good luck to you, and I wish you all the best.
All right, cool. Thank you very much. I hope
you're welcome.
I hope you're doing well in Florida.
We are. We're recovering from the hurricane, but we're getting better.
Good. Okay. Good to hear. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, guys, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got more, so don't go anywhere. All right, we are all set.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for coming on, and I had a great time. And if you have something else coming up, let me know. I'd love to get you back on, and we'll talk about it.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm sorry about, like, the whole scheduling issue. Like, this has been – the last 2 weeks have been, like, insane. I mean, just, like, meetings after meetings and auditions. So today is, like, my first day off, which is kind of weird. Like, I'm just at home all day today, which it's kind of a weird feeling. But, yeah. So, I do want to apologize for that.
Oh, you're fine. I mean, like I said, I've been trying. My studio still has no power from the hurricane, and I was going back and forth trying to find a place to work with this thing. And I'm like, you know what? I got Blog Talk, but I have to be able to. I don't broadcast on this. I just use it to record once in a while if I need to. And like if I'm driving or something like that and somebody needs to do an interview, I can record it here. But I feel like a little out of place because it's not where I normally sit and do my stuff and everything. So it's been a little challenging. I'm glad it was able to work out for you too, because I was worried about that. I mean, you know, some people hear a blog talk and like, oh, they don't have an audience, but I just use it for a tool. So
yeah, no, that's awesome though. Yeah, that's kind of cool. I'd like to find out more about that. That sounds really interesting.
Well, blog talk is a way to Blog Talk Radio. It's BLOGTALK Radio. And basically, you can go on there and have your own radio show. I mean, it does have a lot of people that can listen. I mean, anybody can listen in on this particular interview here. But like I said, normally what I do is I have a full show. So I do like one interview, then I do another interview, and then I do a little bit of commentary about whatever's going on in the art, music, and entertainment industry. So I put it all together at the end. And normally I just sit behind my desk. I got the phone lines that come into my board, and I talk through the board. And to me, that's easier. So right now what I feel like is I'm used to driving a automatic car, and now I got to drive a stick shift, you know? So
I'm
doing it. I'm doing it okay, but it's just not my normal routine. So I feel like a little out of place, but I'm making it work until I get my power back.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that. Wow, so it's been a couple of days now, hasn't it? So the power's still not on?
It's been 6 days, and we're
Whoa.
hoping to have the power back on by tonight. They said by midnight, but I don't see any way in hell that they're able to do it. If they do, I'll be excited. But I'm looking probably towards middle of next week that they'll get it up.
Wow. Okay. I think the longest I've ever gone without power at my house has been seven days. And it wasn't here. It was in I lived in northern Kentucky. And that was after the last major hurricane. The winds blew up all the way into Cincinnati, and we got like this insane storm, and it knocked over all the power lines. So 7 days of that was all the way in Kentucky because of a hurricane. So I can't even imagine how long it's going to be for you guys, because it was right on top of you.
Yeah, it was. But when it hit us in Tampa, it was a Category 1. But what's really ironic about it is that it did more damage to the grid than it did anything else, you know? So, I mean, everybody's power went down.
Oh.
But what really sucks is we're having, like, the other day it was 94 degrees with, like, 100% humidity. So when you're trying to sleep with that, you're trying to sleep in that, and you wake up and you can actually see moisture on your face from the humidity outside, and you can see it on the walls. And then when you try to walk on the tile, it's like walking on ice. So it's like, you know, you're slippery and you're falling all over the place. I mean, it's a nightmare. And then when you can't see anything on top of it because it's pitch black, definitely an experience.
Oh, man. No, I can't even imagine. We had like 2 humid days in California and everyone was dying. So I can't even imagine how you guys are feeling like right in the – oh, man. Yeah.
You can't get away from it. Because like Friday night I went out and I helped people bag up sand for their sandbags. So I was helping people and anybody that didn't bring a shovel, or they were like older ladies or like, you know, moms and their kids or something like that. So I went out there and helped them do that. So I didn't have any air conditioning. Technically, I have not been in the air conditioning since Friday. And then I went out and boarded up my house all day Saturday. And you know, when there's a hurricane coming up, it gets extremely humid, extremely sick, and there's like this weird calm about it. So it was like it was almost unbearable to be outside.
Ooh.
And then I lost my power.
That sounds eerie,
so it's
too.
Like, it is. It's very eerie. And it just – it's like dead silent. You know, you can hear a pin drop. And it's like really, really heavy and muggy. You just – you'll never forget that experience. And And then so I technically haven't been in the air conditioning since last Friday about this time. That was the last time I was in the air conditioning. Other than that, I've been in scorching heat and humidity ever since. So I'm over
it.
Oh,
man. That really does sound awful, but at least you were helping other people out. So that's, I mean, hopefully that karma will come back your way and be like, all right, I'll give you air conditioning. So you're in Tampa. How far is that from Bonita Springs?
It's about 3 hours.
3 hours. Okay. 3 hours south.
It's a five hour drive from Tampa to Miami, and that's going down. And Bonita Springs is on like the base of Florida on this side. And then you cut across and it's like a 2 hour drive that way. So it's about 5 hours. So I'm about 3 hours from there.
Okay.
But it's amazing.
Okay, cool.
It came in as a category four there. And within a 3 hour drive, it went from a category 3 to category 1. It was amazing.
No way. No, it's because my grandparents have a house there. And luckily they weren't there at, you know, when it happened. But it's just they live right next to a little canal, and we were worried that it might have flooded all the way up. But that's so that's such bad timing. Like category 3, and then within 3 hours north, it turns into category 1. That's hilarious.
And
oh,
the funny, you ever see Waterboy?
No.
No.
Adam
Sandler? Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, his girlfriend is like this weird one of those fortune tellers. And she said, you know, this is a score. And he goes, how do you know that? And she goes, because that's what it's going to be. And I told everybody, it's going to be a Category 1 or a tropical storm by the time it hits Tampa. And they're all laughing at me. I said, no, that's what it's going to be. And that's exactly what happened. So
there you go.
Like, oh, okay, maybe it might take you a little serious now. So.
That's
I got about 10 seconds before this thing's going to kick me off, so we're going to be both disconnected in a few seconds. But thank you for coming on, and again, you have my number. You can get in touch with me. If you have something else coming up, please come on. I'd love to have you back.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I'd love to be back.
Awesome. All right. Well, you have a good day, and we'll talk soon.
You too. All right. See ya.
Bye-bye.